Hello, and this is Connor Sutton with Nightly News, and we have Dan Dimmitt on the line. Say hello, Dan.
Hello, Connor. Glad to be here.
Good. We are going to give him an interview, and we're going to go ahead and we have Sydney on the line. Sydney, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. She's going to be our co-anchor, filling in for Amber. And Joey wasn't able to attend because he is gone at the moment. But we'll just go out on without him for this week. So we'll go ahead and start. Dan, we'll start with, we're going to interview Dan today about internet marketing. And Dan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We'll go ahead and start. Do you want to introduce yourself, Dan?
Sure. My name is Dan Dimmitt. The last name is spelled D-I-M-I-T, and I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been here for almost 2 years. I moved up here because my father got ill, and I was the only one of his children that was independent enough to drop everything and come up here and help. So that felt pretty good. That's one reason why I am an internet marketer, so I can have that kind of independence, and I can be available at any geographic locations. I don't really have a brick-and-mortar building that I have to be at every day. And I've been doing internet marketing for about the same amount of time, maybe 2 years. And loving it. And I just turned 33 years old. And I'm not married, and I don't have kids, and we might be able to get into the reasons why in the interview if we want to. But that's a quick little introduction.
Well, that was perfect. We'll go ahead and start with question one. Why did you switch to internet marketing in the first place?
Okay, good question. I used to be in the restaurant industry, and I was in restaurants from the time I was 16 until I was, I don't know, about 28. And I still love it. It's kind of like a game. I was usually a cook, and I worked myself from fast food up to gourmet restaurants. And I really like to serve people and, you know, make sure that everyone was satisfied. But what I didn't like was 15 to 17 hour days working my tail off for somebody else.
Yep. And you're not getting paid that much.
Right, exactly. So I got a little bit tired of that. And so I decided, okay, I've got to get something going on the side.
Yep.
And I didn't go directly into internet marketing at first because I didn't realize, you know, what my options were. So I started doing a little bit of research, read some books, and bought some courses, things like that on business and home business, things like that. And I discovered that I had no idea how to convince people over to my side of an argument, or I didn't have really any credibility, no influence. And I was deathly afraid of speaking to people. So I knew I had to get over that if I was going to get something going for myself. So I quit the restaurant industry and went directly into telemarketing, of all things.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think that telemarketing is a bad thing. And, you know what, a lot of people are correct. But what it did for me was it got me over that fear of talking to people, because I was used to being in the back of a kitchen with a bunch of people that probably weren't the, you know, highest caliber people in society. I mean, that's what happens when you're in the restaurant industry many a times. And I just was used to that lifestyle. So I had a lot to learn, and I had to get a lot of self-esteem issues and confidence issues taken care of, and telemarketing actually helped me do that. And then
that makes sense.
Years of doing that, I found out that I'm in the same situation. I was working my tail off 12 hours a day for someone else and making someone else rich, and I wasn't being compensated correctly. I didn't feel like I was getting paid what I was worth. So then I decided to go ahead and take the dive, and I started with network marketing because I really liked the idea of residual income and working as a team and things like that. And you know what? You can find some
working
really great
out
people
at the time you want to.
Well, yes, that's part of it, but you know,
and then waking up at 5 in the morning.
Yes, but that actually comes with time. Most of the time when you have your own business, you're going to wake up early in the morning anyway just to make sure things get done. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But so I went from network marketing and started looking online for more advantages because that's the type of person I am. I want to have all the advantages available. So I started looking online to see if there were some how-to videos or, you know, something that I could learn from the internet, and that's when I found internet marketing and kind of fell in love and really started studying and getting to work on it. So that's why I switched from restaurant jobs to internet marketing.
Internet marketing. Well, I believe question two will pretty much, you've kind of covered that. Do you like internet marketing?
Well, of course I like internet marketing because now that I'm in it, I can sort of do whatever I want. And if I didn't like it, I wouldn't do it. So maybe an elaboration of that question might be, what do I like about internet marketing?
About internet marketing.
And I'll tell you a couple things. One, I don't have to be at a certain time or at a certain place at a certain time. And that really appeals to me because I'm not I don't really like having someone tell me what to do. It just is a little bit I feel a little bit indignant when someone is telling me I have to do something. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, collaborating with each other and a boss that, you know, wants your opinion on things and you feel like you're a part of the process. There's nothing wrong with that. But most of the time, corporate world, a boss doesn't have those qualities, and that's why a lot of people don't like their job or the people that they work with because, you know, it's just, well, there's lots of reasons. But I like the fact that I don't have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and I like the fact that I can do this from home.
Yep.
And
you don't
I like
have to
the
go
fact
in.
That...
Would you recommend this to many adults who have kids?
Well, yes, of course. Of course. And, you know, this is one reason I don't have kids yet is because I want to make sure and be completely financially free and never have to worry about getting the bills paid before I get into that type of relationship because, I mean, just like everything else, I mean, relationships take work, your career takes work, a business takes work, getting in shape takes work, everything takes work, and there really is no success without effort and sacrifice. And normally, the amount of effort and sacrifice you put into something is proportional to the success you have in it. So I really think that the reason there's 50% divorce rate in the U.S. is because people don't really concentrate on their relationship because they're too busy concentrating on everything else. So I'm trying to take care of the money and financial situations
before I decide
to get into all that so I can concentrate on the relationships and raising the kids correctly so that, you know, we do the whole American dream, white picket fence type of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, question number three. How many internet marketing jobs do you have right now? And what are they?
Well, I wouldn't consider them jobs. They're more like businesses. And I have a lot of different offers, affiliate offers. And I kind of think about it like Martha Stewart. If you look at Martha Stewart, she's got free content on TV, you know, nice gardening shows and cooking shows and decorating. A lot of times it's the same show, just with those different aspects. And people love it. She's got great information, great ideas, very creative. I don't know how she comes up with it. She's probably got a team of writers that come up with it for her now, because she's so busy with everything else. But the main thing is, she mentions her website 3 or 4 times during an episode, and she says, you know, okay, if you want more information about this, then go to my website. And she does that 2, 3, maybe even 4 times per episode. You go to her site, the first thing she asks for is your name and email address. And once you've given her that, now she's able to give you more information every 3 or 4 days.
Yep.
And she gives you new recipes, new gardening ideas, new decorating techniques. And the funny thing is, most of the time, because Martha's a very good marketing and sales person, when she gives you an idea or a new decorating technique or whatever it is, it usually has to do with some kind of material that not too many people have, whether it's a recipe with a new ingredient or, you know, a decorating material or a gardening utensil, whatever it is. And people are just reading emails or a newsletter, whatever you want to call it, and they're like, hey, you know what, this looks great, I have got to try it, but I don't have this certain material or whatever it is. And at the bottom of the email or the newsletter, she saves the day by saying, oh, and by the way, you, if you don't have this certain material or whatever it is, then you can go to this link and get a 10% discount or whatever it is. So that link is her affiliate link. So she's getting 15, 20, 30% of that sale, whatever you buy from that place. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with it. It is sales, but it doesn't feel like it's sales. It's more like helping people. And that's why I like Martha Stewart. That's why I try to emulate that system. And that's why I have so many different offers, because I give away free information, just like Martha Stewart does. And by the way, it's not just Martha Stewart that does this. If you really look out there, every big company does it. Disney, Oprah, Citibank, the amusement parks, the whole music industry, everybody does this. They start you off with good free content and then get you hooked in, and then you're spending money. A lot of times you're spending money on a monthly basis, in the case of magazines and things like that. But it's all things that people really want anyway. So since Martha gave you the information about this decorating tool or whatever it is, you're going to need to buy it anyway. You may as well buy it from her, and she gets compensated for it so that she can continue to want to make the episodes of the TV shows and things like that. So I do the same thing. I give out a lot of free content. And then when people have specific questions about specific systems or ideas, things like that, then I send them to an affiliate link with an information product or a piece of software or a computer or, you know, whatever it happens to be. And since I'm giving them information that they wouldn't have dreamed about doing these things without me anyway, so I feel like I deserve to get a little bit of compensation for that. And they don't even feel like they're being sold. So it's actually helping them make their lives better. And that's what business is all about, I think. It's building relationships and making people's lives better. And you get compensated at the same time. It's the best of both worlds. And that's another big reason why I really like internet marketing, because I get to help so many people, and I can stay home if I want. But I actually do have a couple of very, very satisfied clients, and they've actually given my company office space for free in a couple of parts in the Salt Lake Valley. So I do have offices to go to if I want to, and that's also very important, because sometimes working at home, I mean, the fridge, I want to go to the fridge every 20 minutes, or you're very tempted to, you know, watch TV or just not get a lot of work done unless you're in a working environment. So a lot of times I will go, probably 3 or 4 times a week, I will go to a regular office, because it feels more productive and I get more done that way.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah. Yep. And also, by the way, when I have talked to you, you said about your name, you can Google it, thousands of results.
Yeah, if you put my name into Google, you will probably get, I don't know, 100,000 links. And it varies. Google's algorithms are always changing, and I'm not exactly sure why it changes, but it varies right around 100,000 normally. And that's instant credibility. A lot of people think that's pretty cool, but, I mean, yeah. I just started this stuff a year and a half ago. It's not that difficult.
Oh, I bet not.
And I'm definitely not any kind of rocket scientist. I've never even built a website.
Yeah, because my Jetstream does it all for you of what we're working on.
Yes, that is part of what I offer. So the different types of internet businesses I have one segment of my business that sells information products. And the information products have to do with getting free traffic to any website. And I haven't found one single business that won't benefit from a website. And
yeah.
Then what happened from there was I was also doing network marketing at the same time. And right now we're doing Zango. Well, I say right now, but we made a couple of mistakes. At the beginning, but we now found Zango and we're staying there forever because this time.
And what about you had said about Microsoft, how it took them, is it 12 years to make their first $1 billion, and took Zango 5 years, was it?
Right, and that's one of the reasons why we picked Zango, because it's got real products that are proven, and the growth of it was just crazy. I mean, Yahoo and eBay type numbers. It took them 5 years to make $1 billion in revenue. And that very much impressed us, and we wanted to, and I say we, I mean my team, because you cannot get successful by yourself. There is not one single financially independent person out there ever in the whole history of the world. No one has ever done it by themselves. So if you want to be financially successful, you have to find a team of people that are going to push you, that are like-minded, and they're hardworking.
Yeah.
And you've got to kind of build a vision, you've got to build a plan, and you've got to work it together, sometimes for years and years, before it comes into fruition. But, you know, don't even think that you can do it by yourself. You just can't do it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that internet marketers are, you know, little geeks hiding behind a computer screen and getting rich that way. Completely off base. A lot of internet marketing or website coders are, you know, listening to techno music in a dark room, coding all day, but those guys are not getting rich. Those guys aren't, they're just doing a job. It's probably a fun job for them, but that's not really for me. I'm not much of a coder.
No.
But you're right. Zango did grow really fast, and we did the research to find out exactly why, and we found out it's because of the products.
The Zango products. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a website a little bit later on where people can check those out. But network marketing is one of the pieces of my business. So I have Premier Internet Marketing, which sells information products, and now our fastest growing branch of that company is providing internet marketing for regular companies, and we do it for web builders or web designers, you know, just web development shops. We also do it for practically everything. I mean, we've done it for marketing firms, we've done it for fulfillment warehouses, we've done it for duplication places for like CDs and DVDs. We've done it for a bunch of little construction companies, and I mean, even we did it a few for one-man painter. We did electricians. This type of thing is who we like to help, because everyone can benefit from this, and we charge people normally, if it's, you know, social media type of marketing, we charge them between $3,000 and $10,000 per month. And usually people work with us for maybe 3 months, and now they're satisfied. They're getting what the results that they want for the next 5 years. So what they paid was a very small amount compared to what they're getting. And that's what you have to do with internet marketing is, you know, you've got to pile on serious value in order for people to jump on it. So that's what we do. And then we just took one of our information products and got it into a phone room where there's about 50 people on the phone contacting people that are into this type of thing, into internet marketing and learning this stuff. And we've got a package for $500 that took us a year and a half of tracking and testing and making mistakes and spending thousands and thousands of dollars learning how to do this stuff. And then we put it all into a whole bunch of CDs and DVDs and PDFs and workbooks and manuals so that people can learn everything that we know for $500, which is a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's not just internet marketing. It's also, you know, phone marketing, I guess, because, you know, you can build a better relationship on the phone when you actually hear a human voice, you get your questions answered. It's not like, you know, these little emails that you get all the time saying, you know, buy this program or buy that program.
Mm-hmm, because they're just scamming you.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're scamming anybody. There is some scams out there. Most people that say they got scammed, they aren't really getting scammed. They just didn't put something to work. When you lose $1,000 and you don't get anything for it, then that's getting scammed. But most people, they buy something for, even my course, for $500. They'll get it, and it's just a huge pile of stuff in the mail. You know that it's worth 10 times what they paid for it, but if they don't use it, learn it, and put it to work, then they aren't making any money. And then when their friends and family say, hey, how'd that $500 course go that you were talking about? And they say, oh, well, rather than tell people that they were lazy and didn't do anything with it, they say, oh, no, it was a scam. That was crap. It didn't work. So, you know, most people are not getting scammed when they say they're getting scammed. Most people were just lazy and didn't do it. So, but there is some scams out there. Most of them have to do with, you know, the king of Ghana and talking about a long-lost, you know, inheritance or some garbage like that. That's a scam because there's no work involved.
Oh,
and
nice.
Anything that says there's no work involved, that's probably not a good situation because, like I said, there is no success without effort and sacrifice.
Yep. Makes sense. Makes sense. See, number four, how much more money do you think you've made compared to when you worked at your other job, when you said at the restaurant?
Well, let's think. I don't normally quote any kind of personal incomes because everyone has different skills, they've got different mindsets, they've got different motivations, they've got different teams. And the people that you hear about, you know, making $50,000 a month and all this stuff, it's true, but it's very rare. Just like the regular business world, it's very rare for people to make $1 million a year. It takes a lot to be the CEO of Coca-Cola, who makes, you know, like $30 million a year or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that person probably deserves it because they busted their tails since they were 16 years old, learning everything they possibly can, trying to get into the best schools. And that's, I mean, when you apply that, you learn as much as possible and apply what you've learned and build good relationships with good people, then you can do that. You can do the same thing with internet marketing. But if you don't do that and you don't apply yourself and apply what you've learned, then you're not going to make very much money. And so I don't ever quote personal incomes, but I will let you know that when Christmas comes around, I don't need to worry about how much I'm spending. When I feel like having a vacation, I can have it.
You can take it, yeah.
I don't have to worry about the bills that are coming in. And you know what, though, to tell you the truth, I don't want to take a vacation because I really like what I do. And in fact, I can't remember the last real vacation I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because
can you do it when you're on vacation? Even though it'd probably be dumb thinking, oh, I want to do this when I'm on vacation. You can still work when you're on vacation.
Well, I could. Yeah, I could go to the beach and take my laptop with me and do that, but I don't really want to mix a real vacation with work, because usually when I work, I'm sitting in my home office or in my office downtown, and I'm helping people and laughing and joking and building relationships. So it's almost like I'm already on vacation anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And but, yes, you're right. As an internet marketer, I could take my laptop out to the beach if I wanted to. And I don't know why I wouldn't. I would probably go crazy if I didn't at least check my email or check my ClickBank account or the other different ways we get paid. I'd go crazy without checking that stuff anyway, so I probably would take my laptop to the beach if I was at the beach.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so no personal incomes are going to be revealed here. Like I said, it depends on how hard you work and how much you learn and how you apply it and what your plans are and, what kind of goals you set for yourself and things like that. But I will let you know that, we don't have to worry about bills and presents for Christmas and things like that, the normal types of things that people worry about.
Yeah.
But, it's comfortable, but, I'm not running around with 6 cars. I'm not running around in a mansion, mostly because I don't want a mansion and I don't want 6 cars. I'd much rather, I'm just not that type of person. I'm not going to spend more than like $40,000 on a car, because if I had $100,000, the very last thing I would do is buy a car with it. I'd go over to Africa and build a library somewhere or something with that $100,000, rather than, I'm just not that into cars, and I'm not that into, material possessions or whatever.
Yep. All right, what about, kind of covered this, do you like staying at home job rather than waking up early and going for the boss to make money for him?
Obviously. I don't think there's too many people out there that would rather make somebody else rich and wake up early in the morning. Now, I will tell you, I do wake up early in the morning, and I don't mind a bit. In fact, I used to stay up till about 3 o'clock in the morning doing computer stuff and then wake up at about 10.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't that productive that late at night. It just wasn't happening, so I decided to start going to bed at 10 o'clock and waking up at about 4:30 in the morning to do my computer work. And I'm a lot more productive. I get a lot more things done. And it feels good to wake up and watch the sunset with a cup of coffee or whatever. Because I'll tell you right now, there is really not that many people that are successful, really successful, that sleep till noon. There just isn't that many. I don't even care if it's a rapper or a rock star or anything else. If you're very successful at what you do, you're probably waking up pretty early and getting things done rather than sleeping till noon like some people want to dream about.
Yeah. Well, that makes fine sense. All right, how about number six? How many people do you think, like a percentage, would like internet marketing rather than what their old job, what they're doing, like say they're in the stock market, getting paid, not that much? What kind of percentage do you think how many people would switch?
The surprising thing is there's very few people that are willing to switch. They're willing to change what their habits are now. And I think that's why most people, when they go into business for themselves, most people do not succeed because they don't have the discipline to change their habits. So, and I see it all the time, because in network marketing, we have to build a team and we have to get people into the business. And we always try to find high caliber people that already own businesses. in order to be on our team, because if you're a regular person, you're working at McDonald's or, you know, whatever you're doing, you've got a certain routine. You go to work, you do what your boss says, you wait for the time clock to hit 5 o'clock or whatever, and then you drive home for an hour in the traffic, and then you sit at home, you watch reruns of Seinfeld or some kind of movie or something, and then you go to sleep, you wake up, and do it all over again.
Most people are
fairly happy doing that. I call that being in a rut, or you might even call it the rat race, doing the same thing over and over and over again, and by the time you're 65, you're in really big trouble, and it happens all the time. And, in fact, the vast majority of people are in that situation and will stay in that situation, and they'll try different things. They'll try to do something different, just like two-thirds of the people, the adults anyway, in America are overweight. And they're going to stay that way because when they go to the gym and try to get in shape, it's hard, and they don't want to change their habits. And in very small amounts of time, within 2 weeks, most people are right back on the couch eating potato chips and ice cream and not going to the gym. It's the same principle with becoming financially successful, same thing. And that's why most people don't lose weight and most people don't have success with any kind of side business.
Well, that makes sense. How about this question, number 7? How much is internet marketing easier or harder than most jobs? Because it depends what kind of job they're at.
Well, physical labor type of thing. If you had a boss and you're used to having a boss tell you what to do, and you were actually doing it for 8 hours a day, internet marketing you would be making the boss extreme amounts of money. Because most of the time, as an internet marketer, you're not spending most of your time doing your internet marketing. You're not spending most of your time doing the boring labor stuff that you normally would do at a regular job. And that's why people are internet marketers, because they get to skip a lot of the boring stuff. Sometimes we get to outsource things to places that have a lot cheaper labor because, I mean, this stuff is not hard. It's just studying it and applying what you learn. And right now I probably work quite a bit compared to most people, but I don't really consider it work at the same time. So I probably, you know.
Yeah.
right, Dan. Sorry about that breakup, but just a quick commercial break. We should go ahead and tell people pretty much, you want to tell them like pretty much what the internet marketing is versus regular jobs?
Okay, well, we were talking about how difficult internet marketing is compared to a regular job, and most people, if they treat it like a part-time job, and they do this just 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, I mean, you know, they talk about getting rich overnight and all that stuff, but if you really did it consistently, almost like a part-time job, and you pretended that you had to work this job from 6 in the evening to 9 in the evening every day, 5 days a week without fail, or you would be fired, then you would almost get rich overnight. If you did it consistently, I mean, within 6 months for sure, you would replace whatever income you were making at your job. Doesn't matter what your income is, because most of the time, people that make six figures in their regular income are high-caliber, hardworking people anyway. So if they took those skills and applied them to internet marketing, it doesn't matter what their income is. In 6 months, you will replace your income if you do it 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and did it consistently. That's what this industry will do for you. But the problem is no one's cracking the whip on people. No one is. I mean, you've got to be self-disciplined. You've got to push yourself to make it, you know, really do that 3 hours a day, because no one's threatening to fire you. And no one's threatening to punish you or take your paycheck away or anything like that. So you have to be your own boss. And that's probably what really stops most people from doing well at internet marketing. So, no, it's not difficult at all. And once you make the income that you're making at your job at 3 hours a day, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? And you can still keep your regular job. There's nothing wrong with that. Lots of people love their jobs.
And what's also good... to put ads up about Zango or about internet marketing. Oh, look at this job. I'm making the same rate I make or even more. I'm working 3 hours a day. What are you working and you're making this?
Right. I think that in order to be a really good internet marketer, you have to really target your market. You've got to get inside the heads of the people that are going to buy your stuff. And if you think that that type of marketing will appeal to people, then, yeah, you can do that. You're right. I mean, this is much easier than a regular job. You can make just as much or more with far less hours worked, and you can stay at home with your kids or your spouse or whatever. But not everybody's cut out for doing that. A lot of people, they have to have that whip cracked on them. They have to have a boss in order to be productive. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want, you know, not everybody's cut out for internet marketing or network marketing.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Let's go ahead and give everyone our number just so they can contact us if they have any questions or if they want to go ahead and start. You want to give yours first, Dan?
You want me to go first? Okay. Again, my name is Dan Dimmitt. It's spelled D-A-N. My last name is spelled D-I-M-I-T. And you can jump on Google. My phone number is literally on there tens of thousands of times. And the reason is because I'm not afraid to put my number out there. This is my cell phone number, by the way. And when I get calls on my cell phone number, it's either thank you very much for the information or hey, I'm a little bit stuck, can you help me out really quick? I never get calls saying, hey, you internet scamster, you burned my sister out of $5,000 or whatever, because I'm not burning people. I'm only providing massive value, and when I do ask for money, it's about 10% of what I should be asking for. So I don't mind giving out my cell phone number. So here it is. It's 801-201-7575. And if anyone has any specific questions to ask, they can call me up there or here's my email address. It's andimmit@gmail.com. And then, Connor, you can give your
yep.
information, and then we'll give them a couple of websites to take a look at.
All right. My number is, or my name's Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, and I'll be streaming every Monday. My number is 612-718-9416. And like Dan said, if you have any questions, just call one of us up. What we'll do is,
if you call me, I'll go ahead and, because Dan and I are on the same team, so what we'll do is we'll connect each other up. And if you mention you're from the radio, if you've listened to us from BBS Radio, Dan, we should go ahead and like connect both of each other to that person. You know what I mean? Just to see how we're doing and tell them if they have any questions for both of us.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what happens anyway. Usually when someone contacts me or one of our team members, you know, they'll meet a dozen of our team members because everyone on our team does certain things, and we always try to match people up with what they enjoy doing because, let's face it, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to do it. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yep, it does. Because it does. Well, Dan, I really appreciate the interview. Thank you for your time.
Yep, no problem at all. Whatever I can do to help. And I would love to be on there if there's some way where we can get some audience feedback and get some opinions, get some questions and things like that. Maybe we could set up another interview here in 2 or 3 weeks and answer the audience's specific questions.
Yep. That works. And you're welcome to stay on the line, by the way, if you want. You're about 15 minutes left.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and start the news. We'll go ahead and do weather first. Streaming from Paradise, California. Weather today, the high is about 70 and the low 61. And then tomorrow it's going to be hot and really sunny, 94 degrees with a low of 65. And Wednesday it'll be partly cloudy, mostly sunny, 94 degrees again. The humidity rate of those both days, 94%. We got your live traffic report. Wonderful. No damages, no crashes right now. No one's off the side of the road. This is live traffic from BBS Radio, live at 9 p.m. And now we get to the news. A Homeland Security said to kill spy satellite plant. Why? Well, because they're thinking the economy's going to take way too much money out of that and out of how in California higher gas prices, higher tax prices. It's terrible. And it's reported from Washington. Homeland Security, you know there's different brands via the maker Homeland Security, Secretary Jeanette Napolitano, decided to kill Control Evasion Bush Administration program to use U.S. spy satellites to collect domestic intelligence for counterterrorism, law enforcement, and security. A senior Homeland Security official said Monday evening. And then the National Applications Office program was established in 2007 to provide up-to-the-minute electronic intelligence to law and state law enforcement. But it has been delayed due to concerns by privacy and the economy going down and by some lawmakers that it would intrude on Americans' lives. And that's your latest news on BBS Radio, live. And then we have a world news, family, friends, Moraneda, Ab soldier, Iranian woman whose death was caught on a video. She was 26 years old, and the first word came from abroad. An aunt in the United States called her Saturday in a panic. "Don't go out into the streets," Gaul said. She told her, "They're killing people." Well, she didn't listen, and she calls out, "Nada, Nada." No one listened to her, so of course she just left and she went out into the street, and it was all live, taped on video. And very, very sad. Think of how bad that would have been. An Iranian protest revive icons the revolution's past. References to Martin Luther King Jr. are rife as the protesters and their backers watching, tweeting every move online, making their case. In the Coachella Valley, hope withers on the vine. Reported from Mecca, California, an hour before dawn in the camp of last resort, dozens of men and a few women are asleep in the beds of pickup trucks because they can't afford the economy, and it's a really sad time at the moment. Many homeowners are going down right now and not being able to get what they need. Like, they can't watch their kids, so their kids, they have to bring them to foster families or something. They can't, if they can't afford them. A kid was brought to foster home via the police. Investigators say he was on drugs out in, late in the street at about 1 a.m. in the morning. And parents say, oh, they're trying to live up to him and they can't because he's going to jail. George Skelton, California has no money at all and few options. What are they? How are they going to work? There's no time this year for the racial denigrations and find anger Republicans and Democrats have work to do. From Sacramento, call it to the dance of death. The Kabuki, or the Summer Follies, the performance they're about to give in California's capital is a necessary ritual. But it shouldn't be taken very seriously by the outside world. It's due by nearly $2.2 billion additional tax increases, mostly on oil companies and smokers, but also on motorists. Government Aaron Sengenwater and Republican legislators have the power through the veto and the required 2/3 majority vote to kill any tax hike and what they'll suit with relish. All these sheriff halts, DNA testing, and sexual assault cases. For now, there are no funds to pay for analysis at private crime lags, according to a report by Sheriff Lee Becca. Federal grants expected next month may improve the situation. The government's out of cash. Seems like the whole world, people say, oh, in a few years, everyone's going to be like California, high gas prices, no one can afford it. Jerry Crow, Dodgers Manny Ramirez eventually will have to be in hostile environment. If not tonight, this is him saying it, not tonight, when fans in Albuquerque be all agog, Manny soon will not have to face the music. Fans don't like drug cheats, who play for opposing teams, says Joe Terry. I think it's going to be a little time before he feels comfortable, but I don't think in the long run it's going to be an issue for him. He's pretty good at blocking out. The blocking out will start July 3rd in San Diego. Thanks to Ramirez, Alex Renderongo, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, and et cetera, fans outside San Luis must wonder, do we celebrate Albert Pujols or suspect him? Pujols has batted 4 times with the bases loaded this season, 3 times has hit grand slams. In his only other at-bat with the bases loaded, the San Luis Cardinals slugger delivered only a 2-run single. Minnesota, their buckle rule. If you're not buckled, $25 fine. More states keep putting on cameras at the stoplights to identify people going through red lights, and they take your picture and tell you all and show your proof. Chris Brown avoids time being behind in bars and asphalt. Chris Brown will be 6 months of community labor, but no time behind bars for assaulting the pop star Rihanna under the terms of a plea agreement reached this afternoon. The R&B singer reached a deal with prosecutors less than 2 hours before the scheduled start of a hearing, in which his former girlfriend was prepared to testify about the violent altercation that left her bruised. Blooded, screaming for help last February on Hancock Parkside Street. Under the agreement, Brown, 20, will serve 5 years probation and take a long-term domestic violence prevention class in Los Angeles. County Superior Court Judge Particular Snedge also ordered him to stay at least 50 yards away from Rihanna, 21 years old, for the next 5 years. Tightening credits put the squeeze on business owners. Businesses that depended on credit cards to make purchases and manage monthly cash flows are either paying higher interest, or unable to open new lines or having existing ones canceled. For small business owners who rely on business credit cards, the recessionary landscape looks extra bleak these days. Office Max Incorporated is no longer accepting its own credit cards after the financial company that ran its program and made the loans terminated the arrangement last month. About 100,000 small businesses were affected by the move, the National Office Supply Retailer said. It's latest blow a small business community. Still seeing it from last month's cancellation by Advantis Corporation of all its small business cards. This step, taken with little notice after the company wrote off a record catch of loans as uncollectible, took more than 1 million account holders by surprise. Interest rates are shooting up. Advanta hiked its rates into the 30% plus range for some car holders before shutting them off completely. Other card issuers have raised rates and cut credit limits, often with little warning. Iran authorities. Acknowledge voting irregularities. Council will reportedly deliver a final verdict on the disputed presidential election by Wednesday. Meanwhile, a special court is being set up to try plotters and hooligans involved in protests. Reports from Taiwan government authorities stepped up their crack on protesters Monday, as officials for the first time acknowledged evidence of voting irregularities in this month's presidential election. The issue has sparked the largest street demonstration since the Islamic Republic was established 3 decades ago. This has been Nightly News with Connor Sutton. I thank you for streaming. Dan didn't know you still there. I guess he's not. We thank you very much for streaming us tonight, first night. Hopefully in about 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, we can have a conference call or a conference call to get everyone or people that have questions. We can get them live for beep and answer. I thank you for streaming the nightly news on BB Encounter Center on BBS Radio. Thank you.